either specifically to Mount Shasta or more broadly. Last time we talked about bottled water on Vince Day, we focused on the drought issues. Starbucks, for one, shut down a bottled water operation in California this year and transferred the business to a plant in Pennsylvania. But we can go a little broader still and discuss the issue of bottled water more generally. Do you buy or use bottled water? Why do you choose that over tap water? What concerns do you have about the environmental impacts of bottled water, either at the front end, when and where the water is bottled, or at the back end, when and where the bottles are disposed of? Your thoughts, please. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org, or on Facebook. Item two concerns weddings, definitely a hot item this year with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling opening up marriage to all adult couples, whether of one gender or two. Obviously, there's the talk of the county clerk in Kentucky and a judge in Oregon who made news when he stopped doing all weddings rather than join gay couples in marriage. Judge and clerk are civil employees refusing work for religious reasons, which gets to the point of this discussion on Vince Day. Who should have the power to join people in marriage? And for that matter, do we need anybody officiating at weddings? Let's go to Daniel and Weed. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Daniel, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to talk not so much about whether I use bottled water. I don't. But the other issue about the environmental impact report that Crystal Geyser agreed to, I think we need to be very cautious and vigilant about that upcoming EIR. In the past, Crystal Geyser has already demonstrated that they will bend the truth in order to ignore environmental problems. Crystal Geyser and its hired consultants have been saying that the hydrology, the hydrogeology of Mount Shasta is well understood and that there's plenty of water. So as a university professor and a researcher with a PhD in physics, I examined in detail the Crystal Geyser's public documents supposedly backing up that claim. The documents contain few actual facts. Most of those few are secrets, so they can't be verified or even evaluated. And their rosy conclusions of no environmental damage do not even follow logically from the limited data. So basically, a shoddy, even bogus work of deception. Moreover, I have spoken with at least six different independent credentialed hydrogeologists, and they all say, without exception, that the geology of Mount Shasta is poorly understood, not well understood, and the impact of major industrial groundwater pumping there is not known and could conceivably be harmful. So looking forward, Crystal Geyser may try to produce an EIR that is just as shoddy as the previous work in order to cover any possible environmental damage, squelch the valid environmental questions without actually finding out the truth.
All right. Thank you for your thoughts, Daniel. Appreciate that. This is our Vince Day segment on the Jefferson Exchange. We are taking your ventings on bottled water, either specific to Mount Shasta or more broadly about the general issue of water bottling and what you make of this industry that has just grown by leaps and bounds in recent years. Or we can also talk about weddings and wedding officiants, because there have been some interesting things going on in the news of late with the expansion of marriage to all couples, all adult couples in America, through the actions of the Supreme Court. You know about the county clerk in Kentucky. You probably have heard about the judge in Oregon as well, who just stopped performing all weddings because he didn't want to perform same-sex weddings. The larger question being, who should be performing wedding ceremonies, and do we need anybody to perform them? Your thoughts welcome. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org, and we're monitoring our Facebook page for visitor posts there as well. Let us go to Vicki in Mount Shasta. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. You know, I really think we get overwhelmed with statistics and data, and it really is a time not for statistics that numb our senses and really drown us in minutia, but for philosophy. And water is an issue involving consciousness, values, and ethics. It's extremely timely. Even now, the Pope, you know, being here, has issued a rare and profound encyclical. And then, you know, in the past, explorers like John Wesley Powell stated, and this is a quote, "Fix it in your constitution that no corporation, no body of men, no capital can get possession and right to your waters. Hold the waters in the hands of the people." So it is an issue of public trust, And if it weren't extremely profitable, we wouldn't have so many corporations heading for the source, which isn't controlled by the new Grand Water Management Act in California. So we're having this huge event on Saturday, and I hope you'll give us a plug. Water flows free in Mount Shasta at City Park. From 12 until 5, we have fabulous speakers, including the chief and spiritual leader of the Winnemem-Wintu tribe, who considered Mount Shasta to be their birthplace. It is their birthplace and origin.
That's a 12 to 5 in Mount Shasta?
It is. 12 to 5 at City Park at the headwaters, very appropriately. We have many speakers, including the head of the former California Grange. Bob McFarland is now called the California Guild because of the lawsuit. The head of the Sacramento River Preservation Trust, the ED, Lucas Ross Mers. We have the Environmental Justice Coalition for Water. We've invited the local Water Alliance up from Oregon because they're dealing with Nestle up at the Cascade Locks, mm-hmm. and I think they'll have a statement to make, although they can't travel this far. But this is the kickoff for a Pacific Northwest Alliance for Water. We feel that we have to look at the privatization issue. It's the most important thing we can do. We'll have entertainers, Serotonin from Ashland, Diane Patterson, Al Torrey. It'll be a wonderful day as well as a very sobering day.
All right, Vicki, thanks for the call. Very much appreciate that. That was 12 to 5 on Saturday at City Park in Mount Shasta. She did mention the Nestle issue, which helps us broaden the scope just a little bit to another water bottling operation, this one in Oregon. And the headline from the Oregonian is that a group of activists in Hood River County has filed a ballot initiative aimed at stopping the Nestle Corporation from bottling and selling water from a spring in the Columbia River Gorge. The initiative filed earlier this month would ban commercial bottled water operations in the county, where Nestle for years has pursued the prospect of bottling Oxbow Springs water. Sponsors have to gather signatures from 664 Hood River County residents to get it on the ballot. So another case where there is this prospect of a corporate entity bottling water or attempting to bottle water and ship it someplace else, which obviously is very much stirring things up in Mount Shasta. It's not just the acquisition of water side that we're dealing with here on Vince Day. We can broaden this out and talk a little more about the consumption of water. If you use bottled water, what got you going there? I mean, are you the kind of person who always has a bottle of water in your hand, can't live without that stuff that comes from the store shelves? Or do you carry a cup around you all day that you just fill from whatever tap you happen to find? I mean, hydration, doctors tell us it's a good thing. They've been revising that whole 8 glasses of water a day thing for a while now. But what do you think about just the consumption of bottled water and some of the waste that comes with it, too? Give us your thoughts about bottled water on Vince Day. You can also talk about weddings and wedding officiants. Who should be performing wedding ceremonies? Do we need anybody to perform them? Or is just getting the license perhaps enough? 800-838-3760 to join the conversation on Vince Day by phone. You can check in by email at jx@jeffnet.org or go to our Facebook page and look for the Vince Day post and place your comment under that. Raven in Mount Shasta sent an email along. She says, the Air Pollution Control District Board will supposedly oversee an environmental impact report for Crystal Geyser is the Board of Supervisors, all five of them. It seems to me that Crystal Geyser and the county are working behind the scenes to find a way to do an EIR of their own creation, one that will go well for the corporation. The county is supposed to watch out for its citizens, not bend over backwards for a company, writes Raven. And she concludes, who are you kidding, Crystal Geyser? This is spin in its highest form. This will not go well for you. The community is standing up. Time to understand that there will be a real and full EIR. Without it, you can't be here because our community and water are sacred to us. So writes Raven in Mount Shasta. Another call here from Morrow in Montgomery Creek. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Bottled water and wedding officiants are discussion topics. Hi.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I want to widen the scope on the Crystal Geyser conversation and bring the consumer in by saying that corporations and governments continuously fail to keep up with the current edge of science and revelations about what's going on in our natural world. And plastic bottles and plastic in general are now proven to break down and being eaten by plankton and even coral. They have this on videotape as of 2015. So realistically, if we're living in a world that is going to survive climate change and our own pollution the acidification of the oceans and the sixth great extinction, which should be the final unit of logic on all this, is the sixth great extinction. How fast are things disappearing? So based on that, plastic is now being shown to be eaten by plankton, which means the bottom of the food chain is intaking plastic and taking it all the way up to man. So plastic should be criminal and not manufactured, especially in Mount Shasta. So the water bottling issue has two sides to it, the water and the deadly plastic that is being produced. So Crystal Geyser has no business in Northern California, neither does Nestle. It's time to stop these corporations from putting the nail in our coffin. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mara. Appreciate that. We also have another email here from Jay in Walterville on Vince Day. He writes, too many bottles end up thrown aside as litter, many with water still in the bottle. The consumer end is foolish, pure hype buy-in. Drink your tap water, throw tea bags in it with some natural sweeteners like agave or honey for an energy drink. Jay writes, I know that pizza chain that individually filters their water for pizza dough for perfection. Water bottling industry have a lack of production and water quality levels. And he writes that water bottlers fail to do quality control. Their water sucks. It is an unnecessary waste of resources to power and transport what we get with current systems. Another crony government making money from expletive deleted. We have the greatest water in the world right here in Oregon. Wisely use the tap. I think you could probably get a lot of people on board with that on the California side, saying great water there as well. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your thoughts about bottled water, specific to Mount Shasta, if you like, and what is going on with Crystal Geyser, which recently announced it will go for an environmental impact report, or more broadly on the general wisdom of bottling water that comes out of the ground or out of a mountain in this case, or both, I guess. And putting it in plastic bottles for the public to buy. What do you think about that whole particular supply chain, that whole consumer industry that now exists that didn't years ago? Or you can join us to talk about the other topic, or talk about both of them, officiants at weddings. Who gets to perform weddings? We've had a judge in Oregon who doesn't want to perform any weddings anymore because he doesn't want to do the same-sex kind. Therefore, he'll do none of them. We can go back to the county clerk in Kentucky, but she didn't actually perform weddings. She gave the licenses for them, which gets to the nub of the question here. Do you need more than a license to be a married couple? Should you need more than a license to be a married couple? Let's get your thoughts. 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email, or put your comments on our Facebook page. We are monitoring the visitor posts as we go through the program today. Here is Bruce in Mount Shasta. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes, hello. I'd like to thank you guys for your great reporting on the water issues here in Mount Shasta. And before this issue came up, I used to just drink bottled water without even thinking about it, thinking, well, here's some fresh water if I was traveling or heading around the house. But since learning about what's happening in Mount Shasta around Crystal Geyser, it's completely changed my outlook. I realize, you know, the dangers of plastic pollution. And when I started investigating what Crystal Geyser was doing, I did some back-of-the-envelope calculations when they released how much water they would be pumping out of the ground and putting into bottles, and figuring, let's say, an average 32-ounce bottle, that Crystal Geyser at their new plant will be producing around 600,000 bottles a day of plastic. And that means taking the plastic preforms, blowing them into large bottles, rinsing them out, cleaning them, and filling them with water. And given everything we're finding out about plastic production and the plastic waste, you know, the huge gyres in the middle of the ocean filled with plastic detritus and garbage and plastic bottles and other things that never get recycled, you know, it's sort of becoming clear that, you know, our use of plastic bottles just for disposable water containers or beverage containers is just really unsustainable. And who knows also what additions this adds to the greenhouse gases. I mean, climate change also needs to be considered, and we need to just reduce our carbon footprint on this planet or, you know, facing unimaginable consequences. So I think plastic bottles should be a thing of the past.
All right. Thanks for that, Bruce. Appreciate that. So let's phrase the question a different way for subsequent callers here on Vance Day. If we put bottled water out in glass bottles or metal containers or something else that did not end up in landfills, could be reused, could be recycled. Would that make a difference in how you feel about water bottling? 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email, or comment on our Facebook page. We're monitoring visitor posts. This is Vents Day on the Exchange, and here is Peter in Ashland. Welcome to Vents Day.
Howdy. I just, off the cuff, was going to mention that in your last statement there about the town in Australia that is somehow they've banned plastic bottles, but they have fountains everywhere, and they maybe even, you know, either encourage you to bring your own or have water bottles you can buy that are metal or glass, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to finish the link of you know what I don't. Somebody two or three callers ago mentioned how the plankton was eating the plastic, and I think that really brings to mind the fact that most people, I would venture, don't realize that just the cyclical nature of that, how we are essentially eating the plastic, even though it's in little teeny tiny pieces, you know.
Yeah, it really does get pulverized out there in the ocean. This idea of a big garbage patch out there is not quite accurate. It's more about a lot of pulverized plastic close to the surface in the ocean. Peter, thanks for your thoughts. Appreciate that. Kyle in Arcata, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking bottled water and wedding officiants. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I agree with what the callers have been saying about the issue with plastic bottles. Absolutely, that's a major issue that we're having. And it's clear that the corporations haven't kept up with technology, considering we have other ways to make plastic that, you know, even come from plants and other things like that. But as far as the marriage certificates go, I mean, I was kind of confused about this in the beginning. I don't really think that the government should have much to do with us being married or not. I think it should be recognized for legal reasons, obviously, you know, with medical issues and stuff like that. But, I mean, however people choose to get married, whether it's, you know, between themselves and with a contract or with their families or with a particular religion or not, I mean, I don't think that really should be the issue. I think it should be a matter of two people being together and having the rights that are necessary for that.
All right.
So, thank you for your show, and keep up the good fight.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Mike in Eagle Point. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Bottled water and wedding officiants are topics.
Good morning. I think in regard to the wedding issue, particularly as it's been described in Kentucky, much has been made about that particular county clerk's right to act in observance of her own religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it seems to me that what she's doing is not observing her own religious practices, but she's imposing them on other people. Mike Huckabee made a comparison to Muslims in the army being allowed to wear beards. They can wear beards, but they can't impose, they can't make other people wear beards.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that would be the better analogy. And so I think if people cannot feel that they can fulfill their legally described duties, then there needs to be accommodation made so that those duties can be performed in the jurisdiction that they're operating in.
All right. It always has been a fascinating discussion of rights. It's like where my rights end and yours begin and vice versa. And you bring it up well in the sense of, like, is my right interfering with your right to do what you want to do?
And, exactly.
This is where it gets really complicated. Thanks for that, Mike. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Carter in Golden, Oregon. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yeah, good morning. I would like to repeat Gary Snyder's imperative that it's unethical to move water from one watershed to another. And, of course, this is violated massively in California, moving water from Northern California to Southern California. And it's also true when you bottle water and take it out of the watershed and sell it in another watershed. And I would also like to add that these sources of water are many across the Northwest. and the high quality ones, and we're very lucky to have one on this property. Small flow, but we covet the water, believe me. And that is a great attractant for somebody who wants to turn a profit at the expense of the local environment.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Carter. Appreciate that. Let's go on to Grumpy John in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Jeff, I mistrust the elected officials in Siskiyou County. I would want total disclosure of any connection they have behind the scenes, any promises of education for their kids, any promises of extra money for their county, and with massive penalties, with $1 million fines if they are found to not disclose totally all of their influences by Nestle, Crystal Geyser, or anyone else, because I think these guys are selling out our birthright and our nation's blood.
All right. Thank you for that, Grumpy John. Got a minute left if you want to get into this discussion on Vince Day, 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org, or on Facebook. Let me come back to some of the material actually written of late about officiating weddings, particularly on the Oregon side. This comes out of the Oregonian editorial of September 12th, which points out that Oregonians who want to get hitched secure a marriage license from a county clerk's office, find someone to officiate, then return the license to the clerk. The business part of getting married, the heavy lifting, is done by the clerk, not the officiant. This isn't lost on Representative Mitch Greenlick of Portland, who says he recently decided that the whole question of solemnizing marriages was odd anyway once you get a marriage license. The result was House Bill 3483, which passed the House during the 2015 legislative session before stalling in the Senate. The Oregonian goes on, the bill would have expanded the list of those authorized to officiate. The list now includes judges of various sorts, county clerks, and members of the clergy. This list is both very narrow and very broad, and just about anyone can, with a few mouse clicks and a credit card, become an online minister of some virtual church or other and perform marriages. The law, in other words, is a strange mixture of seriousness and charade, which leads to a sort of wink and nod by clerks. Multnomah County Clerk's Office, for instance, advertises online that it does not require proof of officiant's ordination. This is evidence in practice of Greenlick's conclusion. His bill, introduced at the behest of secular humanist groups, would have added secular organizations to the state-sanctioned officiant list. Current and former legislators ended up on the list as well, but Greenlick's truly inspired proposal, eventually eliminated, was to add parties to the marriage to the list. Oregonians would thus be free to officiate at their own weddings, and why not? So, obviously, we're not done by a long shot talking about marriages and weddings in our culture. And do you really need any more than a marriage license? Well, that question will be determined on down the road. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking part. A lot of passionate feelings about both weddings and water here on Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange.